I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
And on to Single Girl Pager. If you missed this yesterday, Ashley came in here and she was very, very honest with us. Kind of got beat up a little bit, but a lot of listeners came to her rescue also. But this is what Ashley was talking about, what she's looking for and what she's all about also. So Ashley, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I guess about myself, I'm 5'10", dark hair, blue eyes. I definitely need a tall guy, over 6'2", probably. He needs to be well-dressed, be able to take me out to eat at maybe Dante's. I want a guy to flaunt his money around me. I do have to be pampered. I do have to be taken out. I do have to be shown a good time or else, you know, what's the point?
So, like, a lot of people were taken back by that, but Melissa was sticking up for you this morning when we were having conversations also.
Well, I mean, just the fact that, of our honesty, I mean... Because I have heard women say the exact same thing that she has said in private conversations. And those are some of the women that will call up and get mad at her. Now, like I said yesterday, I may not agree with her with what she feels, but she's honest about what she feels. She knows what she wants. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of women in Atlanta who are after the very same thing every Friday and Saturday night.
And you're no different than they are, was your point yesterday.
Exactly.
You're just being honest about it.
Why lie about it?
Hey, John, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, what's going on? I want to know if she's down with the swirl.
You down with the swirl?
Uh-uh.
What's the swirl?
Do you know what the swirl is?
Do you mean do I date black guys?
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, that's cool. All right.
All right, thanks for calling.
Down with the swirl.
Down with the swirl. I have to write that
down.
I've
never heard that before.
She knew, though.
Be cool.
She knew.
It's called down with the swirl?
I haven't been black in a very long time.
I thought you were crunk. I thought you'd know these kind of things. Down with the swirl.
I'm glad I learned that because I would be liable to say, yeah, I'm down with the swirl and end up dating a black guy. I'm glad I know that.
So Ashley came on with us yesterday and was very, very honest. Look, she's looking for a guy that's got a lot of money. She's looking for a guy that has a nice car. She's looking for a guy that's going to treat her right at least for 24 hours.
That Tyler guy sounded pretty nice.
Did he?
I don't know what he looks like.
His name was Tyler?
I think so.
He was the one that called before we wrapped up the conversation with Ashley yesterday.
Drove the Mercedes.
Yeah.
Either he didn't call back and leave a message or he didn't make the cut list. And when I say the cut list, I have to be honest with you, Ashley.
You guys made a cut list for me.
Well, normally we are inundated by phone calls and guys that are leaving messages. I mean, dozens and dozens, if not hundreds.
Well, I have high standards.
Okay. Well, you got 4 calls yesterday.
Oh, wow.
4.
That was more than I was expecting.
I thought you'd get more than that, to be honest with you.
I really wasn't.
Okay. Well, let me play for you the messages that we got yesterday for you, and you can pick which one of the 4 you want to go out with, okay?
All right.
All right, this is Chad.
Hey, Ashley, what's going on? My name's Chad. I am 19 years old, a little bit younger than you, but oh, that's cool. I actually really don't have any money, but my parents do. It's pretty loaded. They live in a $400,000 house. I have 2 cars. I have a 2003 Altima, and I also have a 2003 Mustang Cobra. Fully loaded. It's really nice. I'm actually going to UGA right now, studying to be a doctor, hopefully one day. I don't know. If you're interested, give me a call. You can reach me at 678-8000. Pretty good looking. I am 6 foot. Have the black hair and blue eyes. So let's talk.
End of message.
Any interest there at all? Does that pique your interest a little bit?
We'll put him on hold. The thing that bothered me about him is he's only 6 feet tall. That's what, like 2 inches taller than me. I can't wear shoes, or she can't wear most of my shoes around him.
Because she said yesterday she'd like somebody 6'3".
Okay.
Exactly.
What she said.
Okay. Here was Randy.
Hey, Ashley, how are you? It's My name is Randy. I'm a 22-year-old firefighter. I would love to take you out on a date. So if you would, give me a call back. 678. And I know I've known him with you.
End of message.
Anything there? Feeling any kind of spark there from the fireman?
Maybe if the fireman had left a better description of himself, that would have been better because...
Meaning what he drives and...
What he drives.
Fire truck. Big red truck.
Hey, I'm fireman. Why don't you give me a call?
Click.
All right.
All right. Third message.
Hey, Ashley, William. Heard you on the Burt Show this morning, and certainly might be the type of guy you're looking for. 25 years old, graduated from UGA. Atlanta's full of a lot of $40,000 millionaires, but I'm truly the real deal. Live in a high-rise in Buckhead, eat at fine restaurants 7 nights a week, love to party it up, and as far as the cars go, drive a 2003 Hummer, drive a 2003 BMW M3. I got the boats, the jet skis, all the toys that are needed to have a good time.
Look at her light
Anyways, love to have you come out and party with us some night. You know, you're looking for that guy who'll drop, you know, $400-$600 a night and have a good time, then I think you might enjoy hanging out with me.
Sold.
Give me a call, 678. I'm here from the West 9. You're
You know what? I got to throw something out there. He's a,
end of message.
He's a true high roller. Then he's invested in a 404 number. I mean, he's got 678.
He's a rich guy that's not image conscious.
I'm sorry. I'm cell phone prejudice.
Now, did that make you tingle anywhere?
That'd be pretty cool.
Like in the purse?
I wonder if he'd take me shopping.
Sounds like he's got the cash to do it. Probably more so than the fireman.
Probably more so than the fireman.
And a 19-year-old.
But, I mean, every woman has to think, or at least a majority of women, I think that a man in uniform is sexy.
Even a poor guy in a uniform?
If it's in a firefighter uniform, when he left that message, I could imagine how many women in Atlanta are like, oh, huh, what?
Firefighter?
Because that's enough for them.
UPS drivers in their truck are sitting taller right now.
That's right.
Yeah,
right.
Uniform.
No.
Go Brown.
What's up?
All right, and here's the fourth message.
Hey, what's up, Ashley? This is Frank. I heard you on the radio this morning. I'm about 5'10". I don't work out enough, and I really, really don't make much money. But you sounded hot, and I don't know. You can call me in the morning, 404-741. For is there no? Smells good, I guess. I don't know.
End of message.
Hey, the good news is about that guy is I think I know him and he wears heels.
So. Yeah. And I think I know him too, and I think I've seen him around. Could he be next door?
All right, so really what we have here is Chad, the guy that's not rich but his parents are. You've got Randy the firefighter, or you have William, who is the dude that's got it all. He's got the car. He's got the jet ski.
I got no problem.
Is there a choice? Do you even have a doubt who she's going to pick? Come
on.
What's
up, Ashley? This is Frank.
Sorry, Phil.
You want to make a choice here?
Definitely the guy with the cars. And the
all right.
William. His name's William.
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 The dude with the cash.
Just remember, it's William. He's probably like a third. William right. Something something the third.
Right. He's got four names instead of three.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here we go.
I'm calling Bill.
Out of curiosity. Well, no. I'm just curious who your second choice was.
Willie. Billy.
I doubt Willie. He goes by Billy.
I think for the nice guy thing, I may have gone with a firefighter.
But you don't want nice, you told us.
You don't want nice, you want
rich. I'm saying, I
asked
I'll
her
shut
which
up
one.
Now.
Yeah, I asked her which one she...
Firefighter will have a bigger hose, I'll bet. That one is free, but it'll cost you two drinks to get more.
William?
Yes.
Hey,
hello.
Man.
How you doing?
Hey, it's Bert and Jen and Melissa and Jeff and Ashley calling over at All the Hits Q100.
Yeah, how you guys doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain.
He's bathing in dollar bills.
You're going to be shocked by this, but Ashley picked you for her date.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what exactly do you do? Like, your profession, how do you make this money?
Actually, I own part of a company, but we are the world's largest tow truck manufacturing company, if you can imagine.
He owns Tonka.
And just out of curiosity, it has nothing to do with your money, but are you down with this swirl?
Don't worry about it, William.
No problem.
Hey, William, how old a guy are you?
25.
25 years old? What kind of car are you cruising around?
A tow truck.
H2.
An H2?
What color is it? That's important.
Good God. It's not enough that he has an H2? You want to know what color it is?
No, it's not the most important thing, but...
But it's up there.
Ashley, you're exhausting me.
If it was yellow, she'd probably hang up. No, it's pewter.
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 Cool.
Okay.
That's a rich man's silver.
Right.
So let me ask William a question real quick. Do you normally date high maintenance women like Ashley?
In the past, tend to. I mean, you know, a lot of times you meet somebody and, you know, there's plenty of high maintenance people out there. I'm not low maintenance myself, for sure.
You got to be in the same boat that she's in, right? You're not looking for anything serious. You're looking just to have a good time for 24 hours, and you're looking to spend money on somebody, and she's just looking for somebody to spend money on her.
It's like Chili's. Right. Get in, get out, get on with your life.
Go in and have a good time.
Okay.
Awesome.
Hey, let me ask you a question. In this, you know, Ashley aside, let's say, are there a lot of hot women at tow truck conventions?
No, certainly not.
Oh, did he say tow truck?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought he said toys.
That's what I thought he said.
Okay,
tow truck. No,
tow truck. Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Now you see why nobody laughed at your Tonka reference?
I thought the Tonka thing's still funny.
Okay. I mean, I guess it could refer to
it. Yeah, you did good.
All right. All right, William, I'm going to put you on hold. You have any big plans where you might take her?
I figure I'd sort of see what she likes to eat, where she wants to go. I mean, I heard a little bit yesterday. I caught the tail end of it. But you
want to throw a couple of restaurant names out that he can expect to be blowing his wad on?
I love seafood.
Sorry?
Seafood. Yes, I love any and every type of seafood.
I was thinking probably chops or Blue Point or something like that.
Take you to the best. Right. The best, damn it. The best for William. The best for Ashley.
She wants to go shopping, too. Are you cool with that? She wasn't kidding.
That's maybe the second date.
Yeah, not on the first day, right?
Okay. Exactly.
All right, William, I'll put you on hold, and we'll get all your information, and we'll give it to Ashley, and I'm sure it'll be an enjoyable night for the both of you.
Well, I mean, she said exactly what she wanted. William responded. Yeah. Sounds like a good match to me.
Right. It'll be Ashley and William in the Hummer and blowing us wide. Have a nice day.
The Bird Show.